You don't prepare in the battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield then start learning how to shoot a gun is a dead soldier. You are not in ministry to compete, you are in ministry to work. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a gold soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's grace. You do ministry well. In the name of Jesus.
Sabada brako shege de manama shakata de man shakete. Eloko sabada banama shakata. Katanama shakata. Katanama shakata. Thank you, Jesus. Asabata namash. Kadama shakata. Thank you, Father. Ayaya. Ebenisa, Ebenisa. If you are hungry and you are thirsty, Hebinisa is the answer. Hebinisa. Ebenisa, I said, if you are hungry and you are thirsty, Ebenisa is the answer. He kabada badaba shapa kata badaba shekete ragada banama shakata he lamana mashaya daba he kabaya namana mashabada badaba he kete benama shabadaba reko shabaya gada lekota pakata badamana mashagada he lekete bedabeda mashagada he legana mashagada. God is here already. God is here already. God is in our midst. I can feel His presence so strong. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Ha ha ha. Holy Ghost, man brako shegede banama shekete. Ragada banama shapakata daba shekete. Sapakata namas. Namashakadamas. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We acknowledge you as our sustainers. As our helper. As our provider. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the privilege of sleeping and waking up. Thank you. Thank you. Haha, the shepherd. Thank you. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Shagadaba, blessed be the one who reigns forever. Blessed be your name, oh Lord. Blessed be your name, blessed be your name. Hey. Kabada badaba shakata dabadaba shakete brakasubada badaba keta badaba shagada badabadaba. Oh Lord. Hey, blessed be the one who reigns forever. Blessed be your name. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. Praise the living Jesus. The major reason why you're a worker is so that you can experience some first-hand information. So that you can have access to something the crowd doesn't have access to. Jesus will preach to thousands of people. But when it comes to the 12, the Bible said he taught. When it comes to 3, taught more. He gave a parable and he turned to the disciple, said, it is given to you, you disciple, to know it. So when we call you as a worker, it's not just to so that you can experience God now before even the service starts. Do you want to be part of the crowd? Let's sing that song one more time. Blessed be the name. Oh Lord. Kadabadabash. There be a name. Oh Lord. Hey, Namashagadaba. Blessed be the one who reigns forever. Blessed be the name. Oh. Nina Yesune Basankoma Basankoma Bayaba Nina Yesune Basankoma Basankoma Bayaba Nasanuna Hakanki Kendoa Basankoma Bayaba Nina Yesu ne Basankoma Basankoma Bayaba Kadaba Shagadaba Shagadaba Namashakata Rakadaba Namashakata 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 Masakata na masakata na masakata. Rakada mana masakata da basakata. Thank you, Jesus. Kadaba na masakata da masakata. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. we are declaring that we have made this conscious decision to follow. You know, Jesus was teaching in the book of John, I think chapter 6. And the multitude said, "This is a hard thing." Then they turned to the disciple, said, "Will you also go?" Peter said, "Where are we going? We are here to stay." See, when you join workforce, what you are saying is that if every other crowd turn back, I'm not turning back. That is the conscious decision you've made. I'm here to follow hard after him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Kada badama shakata. Kada badama shakata badabasha. Sapata dama shakata. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you. Kada ma shakata. Sapakata badama shakata dama shakata. Worship him, worship him. Allahun to bini. Olorun ba gba Olorun to bini Olorun ba gba aye o gba mo o fa se kayanana orun o gba Elegana ma shabaya daba daba sha puti tise Olorun to bini Olorun Can you sing it one more time? Olorun to bini Olorun ba gba Olorun to bini Olorun ba gba aye o gba mo o fun se dube Olorun o gba mo o fa yesa oti ti se Olorun to bini Olorun ba Father, I want to say thank you. Father, I want to say thank you. I want to acknowledge your mightiness, that you are big. You are big more than our imagination. Thank you. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for the love that you've lavished upon us. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worship. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worship. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. You can have your seat in God's presence. You can have your seat. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. Before I go further, I want to appreciate my Father and the Lord for this privilege to speak to God's people. Praise the living Jesus. It's a privilege I will never, never, never take for granted. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. Thank you very much, Sir Pastor. I honor you and I celebrate you, sir. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. You know, I want to talk to us as a steward. I want to talk to us as a steward And as a matter of fact, I will not be sharing anything big. Just small scripture that you are familiar with. But God is going to be taking my mouth and speaking to your heart. Praise the living Jesus. It's not about big things sometimes. It's about being aligned with what God wants to do in the life of his people. Praise the living Jesus. I want to talk about a topic that incorporates even all of our core values. This workers' meeting, right? So I'm talking to workers. Praise the living Jesus. How many of us can remind me about our core values? I believe we have been taught about sphere of light core values. Because I noticed that I love to go back and check. Because sometimes you think you've outgrown some things. Meanwhile, they are the major foundation of your Christian work. Praise the living Jesus. Can anybody mention any of our core values? These workers now, talk to me. Integrity, love, honor, sacrifice, humility. Praise the living Jesus. There are seven now. You mean two? Yeah, let's provide the two. Because we need to be checking ourselves. If we are still a worker in this house and you are finding it difficult to know our sacrifice, humility, honesty, and discipline. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. But there is one thing that incorporates all these core values. And once you can have the good understanding of this one thing, you will function in these core values effectively. As a matter of fact, these core values are not mainly for Sphere of Light Church alone, but for your own personal Christian walk with God. Praise the living Jesus. Praise the living Jesus. I want to be speaking on servanthood. Servanthood. You know, we've touched. See, I noticed that people say steward. But the main thing is servanthood. Steward. The word steward have a way of watering down what is expected from you. As a matter of fact, if you are a steward, there is this mentality that is formed in you that you are waiting for reward. Server doesn't wait for reward. They serve. They don't. Praise the living Jesus. So I want to use that word, servanthood. I think in Romans 1, verse 1, Paul the Apostle said something like they said, this letter is from me, Paul. He said, I am a servant of Christ Jesus. He's not ashamed to say it. How can a man that is honored, that God has granted revelation access, still call himself a servant? A servant. Because once you can have the complete comprehension of what servanthood means, you won't struggle in rendering service to God and to people. God chose me to be a special worker and teacher on his behalf. He sent me to tell his good news to people. You know, God was talking to me about ambassador. The end point of servanthood is to represent the person you are serving. Are you aware? Praise the living Jesus. Do you get that? I'm not talking very fast. I'm trying to teach it. I'm not. Just small. Praise the living Jesus. But inside being an ambassador, there's still an element of servanthood. That mindset must not leave you. The moment that mindset leaves you, you are free. But God doesn't want you to be free. I'm sorry to use that word. Because when we are talking about moving from the darkness, the Bible says he has translated us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his dear son, the marvelous light. And the Bible said, if you commit sin, the reason why you are in darkness is because you are a sinner. And if you commit sin, the Bible said, anybody that commits sin, Joel was teaching in John 8:34-38, said, anybody that commits sin is a servant. Meaning, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness make use of that servanthood. But even if God translates you from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light, he doesn't want to leave you just free. You cannot be free, because if you are free, you are doomed. That is why I say, even after I've translated you, I will put my yoke upon you. Lordship. Matthew 11. You cannot be yokeless. A man that is yokeless is a dangerous man. A man that is not under authority. Under authority. It's a yoke. Wicked is like a bomb that is walking, waiting for explosion. So to be servant in God's kingdom is a privilege. You have to acknowledge it. Because once you didn't understand this concept of servanthood, your service will be limited. What is the definition of servant? Simple. Servant serve. They render services. Simple. There is not any complication about it. Sorry about that. Servanthood. And anybody that can carry this mindset, there's no how far the person has gone astray. The Holy Ghost will still make sure he bring that fellow back. Because it takes time for that posture of heart to be formed. It takes time. It takes time before Holy Ghost can break through a man. It takes time. Holy Ghost will rather pursue that one that have affirmation of that servanthood rather than someone that is new. It takes time. You know, when one of Kenneth Hagin's son, John Hagin or something, he came to Nigeria and they honor him, they honor his father in absentia. Kenneth Hagin is late. And when he saw the owner and he gave him mic to talk, he said, throughout my father's live on this earth, he said, didn't think of himself this important. And I heard that word. Didn't think of himself this important. And I was in Lagos when Pastor was, and he said, Papa said, I still see myself the way I see myself 10 years ago when God found me. With all this influence, it takes a man that servanthood has formed in his heart to make that statement. Because everybody wants to be master. But I've come to realize that even master, to be a master is the more difficult. Because in being a master, there's another element of servanthood. In master, they still now demand further requirement from you, according to Ephesians chapter 6 and Colossians chapter 3 verse 22. Praise the living Jesus. Paul is declaring, he said, Romans 1:1, this letter is from me, Paul. I am a servant. I'm not ashamed to say it. This is why I'm saying this, because your service in this kingdom, especially in this church, will be limited if you didn't have this concept. Servanthood. Pastor Toby, on the workers' page, he gave order that, okay, people should talk to four people and give report. And I said, okay, sir. And I talked to the four people and I gave report. And he said, Pastor, you are not a worker. And I said, are you joking? Are you joking at all? I'm what? I'm boss now. Praise the living Jesus. Servanthood. So what I want to show you something that is required from a servant. Because let me read that Ephesians 6 for you. Verse 5. Verse 5, Ephesians 6, verse 5. It says, servants, be obedient to them that are your master according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ. Those are big stuff. I will still explain. Not with eye service as man pleasers, but as the servant of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. Verse 7, he said, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men. Verse 8, he said, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall be received of the Lord, whether he be born or free. I don't want to go to the part of servant. And the same word exactly was repeated in Colossians chapter 3 from verse 22. And I've come to realization that anytime God repeats the same word, I learned this from one of the fathers of faith, you must pay key attention. And God doesn't speak too much. So anytime he's repeating the same word, you must sit down and say, get this thing. It's like your father is correcting you on one thing, repeating it. You must learn that he has seen something. According to this scripture, what is required from a servant is obedience. 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 As a matter of fact, you know, 1 Corinthians 4:2 says, this requires steward to be found faithful. As a matter of fact, you cannot be found faithful without obedience. And faithfulness is a man that is full of faith. Simple. There's not any complication around it. Faithfulness is a man that is full of what? Faith. when they are choosing some deacon they want to select it in the book of Acts, that honest report and stuff like that. When they come to Stephen, they said, this man is full of faith. He's faithful. But before faithfulness, obedience, you must be lord over. If a man cannot lord over you, it's hard for the Holy Ghost to lord over you. And as a matter of fact, lordship in this kingdom is separate entirely from giving your life to Christ. Too. Are you aware? It's not the same thing, though. Because Jesus told Nicodemus this too. So what do you want me to do to become born again? When the second I said, you're being born of water and the Spirit. He's talking about the lordship of Holy Ghost. Can a man be born again and only Spirit didn't lord over him? Yes. With the person enter heaven? Yes. But God cannot do much. Can you celebrate my Father and the Lord? You're welcome, sir. Hallelujah. So servanthood must be formed in your heart. Must be formed. Every great man and woman of God have this mentality that can never leave them. Is a servant, be obedient to them that are your master according to flesh, with fear and trembling and singleness of heart as unto Christ. The fear there talks about reverence. Singleness of heart talks about being focused. Your heart is not tossed up and down. If you are here, you are here. You have to make the decision from your heart. Because the Bible said, once the eyes of a man is single, his whole body will be full of light. His whole body will be full of light. Let's look 11:34. Jesus repeated the same thing in Matthew 6:22. Singleness of your heart. Fear, reverence. Not that you fear your leader. You know, I was telling, I think last year I was talking to one of our pastors. I said, I noticed that all of us as pastor, knowingly or unknowingly, we've served under each other. Because a man that is not under authority is a dangerous man. I'm challenging you as a worker. This thing, if I'm preaching, I can't say it. I cannot, because they will tag you. Servanthood. You know, that what I said, Kenneth again said, he said he didn't think that is this important. That's what his son said. If I was in Lagos, Papa said, he still think, he still see himself, the way he sees himself. 10 years ago, servanthood must be formed in your heart. You know, I didn't have time. I will have take you through a series of where Jesus was comparing two servants, according to Matthew 24, from verse 45. First, he said, "I'll continue this reason." Not with eye service as man pleasers, but as a servant of Christ. See, you know, the reason why I say I don't want us to use steward is that steward have this mentality of they will reward me one day. Servant doesn't. they serve with all their heart, but they didn't expect anything in return. Until you come to that heart that you are not, you know, many people are paying the price because they are thinking that one day, one greatness will come somewhere. God will not give it to you like that. You are not doing any eye service. And if this thing is formed in you, God can easily communicate your mistake to you. Let me give you an example. When we are in school, because of my muscular and always want to do this, get this done, and Papa always give me some tough work to do, and I make sure I get it done. But I didn't notice that pride is forming in my heart. Until one day, I say, anytime Papa want to do, you call me, I'm sure. And I was reading, even how I was reading one day, just one verse. Philippians 2:13. And that settled it. You know, there are many examples I can give you, but let me give you of the one of Jesus Christ. Because anytime you are serving, anywhere you find yourself serving, you must know that you are not doing it to the man. See, in a cell, if you are three and they place someone over you, you respect the person, not for the person, you are respecting God in the person. So you go low. Because I notice in the scripture, any servant that is, there are many that is obedience, especially because instruction, Papa has taught us that you can't carry the weight of a man. It's not by carrying the man on your head. You know, I see different people posting pictures. Papa's picture online. It's my man. I say, this is my friend. I was in Lagos. Papa called me 4:30. Said, "Where are you?" Sunday. I said, "I'm in Lagos." Said, "Be in Ibadan 7 p.m. I didn't have any money. Went to my, "Can you borrow me money?" Say, "What happened?" I said, "I'm traveling." To where? To Ibadan. Now he doesn't need to give that instruction again. Just say the opposite. I know what it means. Because you must be under instruction. A man that can't carry the weight or the instruction of a man cannot carry the weight of a man. The weight is not in fatness, it's in word. You see a legged man instructing someone that is fat. If that fat man can carry that weight of a man, that instruction, that is when servanthood has been formed. See Jesus rebuking Peter. And it's because Peter took that rebuke. That is why he was made the leader of the apostle. That is a test. One. Because Papa has taught us, he's old enough to be his father. Instruction. Because that is when you receive instruction, that is when you will be wise. A wise servant. I don't have time to go into those. Proverbs says something about being wise. That the scripture I love so much. According to Proverbs 8:33. He said, receive instruction. Be wise and receive it. Refuse it not. No matter the weight of it, receive it. I said, I want to show you. Let me show us. Fair enough. Let me go to Philippians. Let me show you a sample of Jesus. Philippians 2. From verse 5. Alright. I'm reading from Easy English. Praise the living Jesus. You can just say, let this mind be in you as it is in Christ. Well, Easy English says, so you should think in the same way as Christ taught. How did he think? How did Christ think? It's explained. Because some people want name, but they don't want to go through the process. The Bible said Jesus Christ learned obedience through what he suffered. Some believers don't want to suffer. See, I'm not trying to package you. You will suffer. Oh. Aha. You will suffer. Because there is no obedience without suffering. Nobody can come into obedience without suffering. You will suffer. Let me say this before I go. Thank you, Holy Spirit, because I jot it down. Holy Spirit brought it to my mind now. You know, when Jesus, the parable that he talked about, the kingdom of the heaven, you know, okay, I don't want to go into the difference between the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God now. But he says something about three servants. He gave talent to them according to their ability. The ability is how they can carry the obedience. Okay, again. The more you carry instruction, the more your capacity of. So, okay. Then he says something. Let me read. I want to bring out a word that is very, very important in that Matthew chapter 25. Yes. Okay. Read. See where the servant that he was given one talent says to the master, he said, "You are a hard master." Trying to look at it. Because of our time, let me continue. 24. Yes, I underlined to my book. He said, "I knew that thou art a hard man." And I started meditating on that. How can a servant call his master hard? And Holy Ghost spoke to me. Say, a servant that has called his master hard is the one that see the art, not the heart. Because when you see the heart of a leader, you see your future. When you see the heart, you see the pain of now. When your leader disciplines you and you look at the heart, you know, when I was pastoring, people will be in Moro worshiping, waiting for pastor to come and minister. I mean, that minister, I'm with Papa alone, rebuking, serious one. He said, "Yes, I know you are tense. You go and minister it like that, and they must come back and they must be blessed." No, Papa is correct. Let me go to what I want to show you. This last thing I want to show you. First Papa comes up. Philippians 2:5. Say, you should think the same way as Jesus Christ taught. Christ had completely the same nature as God. Note on that one. Say, he was as important as God. But Christ did not demand that he should continue to be important like that. He said, instead, he made himself much more less important. He took for himself a servant's nature to become like a man. You are a man. You are already a servant. Someone come to be like you, a servant, and you are still struggling to maintain that stature. Obedience is a stature. Is a right. You see the man that have obeyed God for years. It's a stature on his own. No? Obedience. He said, Instead, he made himself much more less important. He took for himself a servant nature. He became like men. Verse 8. And when he was a man, he made himself even less important. See how it was just going down. It was just because the way up is the way down. To go up is down. See, he repeated the same statement again. He made himself even less important. Again, he said, he obeyed God so completely that he died. He even died on a cross. Verse 9 said, that is why God raised Jesus Christ to the most important place. God gave him the name that is greater than every other name. So he made himself less important, and the Bible said, I have 2 minutes more. I can't go beyond my time. Praise the living Jesus. Can you cry to God this one prayer? Father, let servanthood be formed in me. What it will take, let it be formed, bro. Let it be formed, though. You can get. See, they are made. I've showed you that our core values is embedded in this one word, servanthood. Pray that prayer. Zako Shabada Badaba.
Bless you. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can I hear a bigger amen? Amen. Say that amen better. Hallelujah. Amen. Celebrate Pastor Joseph. Amen. Unfortunately, sorry, I started with the word unfortunately. Many of the things he was describing, it is possible that the tool that there is some will become a tool of consideration, because a generation is arising that tool is not the reason. Rather, the tool, it is killing them. One of the things you must discover, so you cry for help. Let me give you one secret. Find out if your leader is free to correct you. The moment you discover your leader is not free to correct you, cry out. When you make mistake, your leader say, "Ah, no problem, ma. It's well. You are very free." I am bad, Jelonio. You know the meaning. You think case, you know. Anyway, love. Correction is not determined by the heart of the leader. It is determined by the posture of the follower. And let me say this to you. God cannot trust those he cannot chastise. And that's the same thing with a leader. God cannot trust those he cannot chastise. That's the same thing with a leader. So, how many of you have been to the hospital to receive injection before? At least I know of a pastor, whether in the spirit or in the flesh. That if you want to inject him, then you must tie him down. You need to tie him. Be there with your injection for 2 days. You cannot give him. So, but that's just by the way. If you go to the hospital to receive injection, and nurses have to be pursuing up and down with injection, wait, just more, wait. When it gets to a point, they change their mind. And they say, use the tablet. Sometimes the peaceful method God is using now is as a result of your failure to cooperate with the initial one. I don't know if what I'm saying makes sense, because I don't want to, left to me, I just want to just hear God's word and just watch. But let me share one thing. I think Pastor B was asking me yesterday, because I went back inside and I was thinking about that question. He said, how do you handle females? Of course, I'm a very principled person. When you are talking to me, you know what, you know who's, no, you just must know. These are red marks, don't cross here. But I said a statement. Apart from principles, apart from all those things, apart from this loving God, I can't trace sexual impurity to my spiritual father. And I won't start it in the lineage. The moment the tree that covers you is the one that God cannot trust, it's just a matter of time. The same anointing will spread on everyone. I'm not married. I live in this house. You all see me. Look at me. You won't say this man is cutting corners. The reason why I'm saying that is I want to sound an alarm of warning. Be careful. What you didn't see, don't start it. The Lord warned me, said, somebody is about bringing shame into the house, and I don't know who. On several occasions, I've come out and I've said, the Lord is saying this, and I find it to be so. Careful. Some years ago, my father, doing morning devotion in the house, said, the Lord showed him a vision. And he was standing in a crusade to minister. As he picked his suit to wear, several cockroaches started dropping from the suit. That's shameful. So the Lord said to him, one of your sons is about bringing you shame. Warn him. Please, it wasn't me. I don't like trouble. I don't like the want, the want, the want. And yet it happened. Because my fear is the rate at which those that should be looked up to are also messing up. That's my fear. I want you to bow your head and tell God, help me. Help me. I want to be a profitable servant in your hand. I want to be useful. I don't want to be an unprofitable servant. Help me, Lord. Shana Makande Rokoroko. Help me, Lord. Let my life interest you. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Let my life interest you. Help me, Lord. Daddy, please search me through and through. Please help me. Please help me. Please help me, Lord. Please help me, Lord. Please help me, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Let me say something very striking. Because recently I've decided to be a bit more vocal about some things that I will say to her. Sphere of Light Church is not the church that will usher in God's revival. But I can tell you on all authority, no man will be a principal part of that move that will not have passed through this ministry, either through books or sermons. Write it down. If God is saying, I've trusted you with the next generation of ministers, it's a very big load to carry. Sphere of Light Church is a ministry that has been sent to prepare the men for what is coming. Of course, there might be several other ministries also well with that. Definitely. I'm saying this so you can be aware of our prophetic heritage. Very, very aware. And then not... but that somebody will be a part of the reality of what God is doing. We check it out. Amen. Pastor Joseph has really blessed us this morning. I sat down in the office. I was hearing that. I kept asking God myself for strength. Because it is very easy to miss it. It's very, very easy to miss it. I just want to beg you in the name of God. Don't position yourself in a way that you cannot be reached. I think the worst positioning is positioning yourself in a way that you cannot be seen. If it is the child that the leader sees that is misbehaving, that will correct. The one you can't see, you don't even know what's happening. Do you get what I'm saying? Hello, are you getting what I'm saying? What are those there? That's, and by seen, I don't mean you be in the face of the leader every time. I'm saying, somebody, this is my life. I need help. Yeah. Do you get what I'm saying? Sure. And you are sure that when corrections are coming, you don't interrupt and say, sir, you don't know me, no. Certain things are very ridiculous. I corrected someone years ago. And he told somebody that anytime I see pastor, I feel like breaking his head. Oju TV. By the grace of God. Been about 5 years now. That was the last time I've corrected him. From that moment, he's been a perfect man. We are learning from you. Doing great things. Because God did not tell me when he was calling me that a son will break my head. I didn't break my own father's head. So when I heard that statement, I said, I now have a father. Correction on me. And I'm not stupid. Impregnate 20 girls. That has done well. Me. Say, this is what God is saying to you. Why? Do I want to die? Are you following what I'm saying? Because breaking somebody's head is very far. We don't know with what, and I don't want to know. Either bottle or I don't know. Orisirisi ọmọ ló wà mí nísìnyí. Ọmọ orí wà. You know what is ọmọ orí? If you don't know what is ọmọ orí, go and watch the old Yoruba movie. When Abijah shoots a gun, you hear orí. Ọmọ orí wà. Let's pray. Tell God to let me give you an hint before you pray. The things that will change your life, I bet you don't like them. All the things you need that will change your life, you don't like them. Actually, nobody likes them. Do you understand what I'm saying? Nobody likes them. The things that will transform your life, you don't like them. But how do you receive them? That's the question. True or not true? Let me ask you now, how many lives do you have? Let me give you a story. There's a young man, is it Jacob? I can't remember now. That God sent Agin to go and warn him that he was going to die. Please, one of these days, maybe when we are ready for serious meat, one of these days, which I can't share generally, of course, I will show you the mystery behind short life in the kingdom. Where it's traceable. Particularly if you're a man that wants to carry heavy loads in a generation, there are certain things that you will start with, but to be clear, you can't go beyond 50. You'll be anointed, but listen, in the scheme of God, it is important you don't go beyond it. What was the issue? Our robot has ill intent. Jakul went to build his own ill intent, also healing minister. But he extended his own ill intent by some meters above that of our robot, with the intention, so that he can say that he has the largest healing tent in the world. God saw his heart, sent Agin to him, warned him. How can somebody have that, what we call small motive? I got to say one, he actually died, I think at 37 or so. He lost his life just for extending tent. What I'm saying is, there are certain things you are escaping with now. The reason why you are escaping with them is because you are not yet important. The moment you become important, you cannot go on with that. You either drop or God drops you. Let me say this. It is better you don't desire heavy stuffs in your generation. You will live long. You know that you cannot cooperate. Don't just say, see. I'm not saying this to scare you. Does it make sense? There are men that will be used to usher in. There are men that will be used for preservation. Their longevity must be different. Because, listen, the configuration are usually different. It takes a posture to usher in. God needs the ruggedity. But it takes something to maintain it. God needs the deadness. If you are rugged and not dead, you will be loud but not last. Are you seeing it? Because the reason why I'm saying this is that I believe God has opened my eyes to see some things in the body of Christ. And I'm seeing them play out in my generation again. That's why I tell people, say I see myself where I see myself 10 years ago. If God tries to announce me too much, I go back and ask him, have I offended you? Now is not the time now. What have I done wrong? What would you say I've done wrong? Why should they be calling me everywhere? Why now? I appreciate, sir. Hide me more. 20 years time, let's start talking about it. May not make sense to you, but I know what I want. Let me stay behind the scene, because it takes those who are behind the scene to see the scene well. Just pray. Tell God to help you. Pray, just keep praying. The next time.
True transformation is evident for doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to femilazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.